All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, let me tell you what you can expect every day. Every day for the next 230 days, you're going to have something to try to distract you away from any focus that would be Joe Biden's failure as a president. And that means failure at the border. That means failure on the economy. That means failure on energy. That means failure on foreign policy. They don't want to talk about that. So yesterday was bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. And of course, as promised, we put together the best montages of Democrats using the term bloodbath over and over and over and over and over again. And then the Democrats freaking out. Donald Trump said if he doesn't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. No, that's not what he was talking about. He was talking about if the automobiles, the factories that are being built by China in Mexico, targeting U.S. Auto purchasers, if that were allowed to continue without his tariffs, yeah, that would be a bloodbath for the industry. Very clear, no ambiguity, but they lie. That's who they are. That's what they do. What did I say January 2nd? They're going to be out there. They're going to talk about January 6th, January 6th, January 6th. Now, they're going to leave out the part because they so successfully went with a hearsay witness that actually said something that she had, quote, heard that turns out from the person that was actually there turns out not to be true. But that exculpatory information about the driver of Donald Trump on January 6th saying, no, he never tried to commandeer the car. Huh. Isn't it strange? Isn't it odd that the January 6th committee, as I always said, they had a predetermined outcome, that exculpatory information and evidence they did not bring forward to the American people because that did not fit their narrative. Nor did the issue of Donald Trump in a conversation in the days leading up to January 6th authorize 10,000 guard troops to be called up. I've had that confirmed in a meeting with the acting defense secretary Miller and his chief of staff, Kash Patel, who wrote a piece in the Federalist recently about it, confirmed by Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff, and confirmed by the president. The only other person in the room was General Milley. And John Solomon has corroborated in that in writing that Milley acknowledged that that conversation took place. So that part, interestingly, was left out also. That's why we need an investigation of the January 6th committee. I'd also like to know why so much information, quote, went missing and they can't find it. And things have been very difficult for Congress investigating this to get a hold of. That shouldn't have. Why did this information disappear? Now, today's big thing is you got the White House trying to pounce on Trump for, quote, an unhinged anti-Semitic rhetoric. He said any Jewish person voting for Democrats that they're hating your religion. What was Donald Trump referring to when he said this? And maybe could have been more articulate. But what was the president saying here? The president was saying how inappropriate it would be after Israel suffered the worst terrorist attack in their history that killed all these Israelis and so many Israelis and Americans taken hostage. And where's the Democratic Party? Why did it take Donald Trump to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to its right home in Jerusalem? Who was the president that was most supportive of Israel in his president? That would be Donald Trump. By the way, Joe Lieberman attacking and weighing in on this whole issue about what Chuck Schumer did here. What Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden have done, Israel is now in a fight for their survival. They in the South are fighting tens and tens of thousands of rockets being fired into their country. And from the North, it's Hezbollah. And they're out of Lebanon, and they're firing all their missiles into Israel as well. And finally, the worst terror attack in their history takes place, and they're fighting a war against radical terrorists. And all the Biden administration, pretty much from day one, and I told you, my sources were telling me this, Biden is saying one thing publicly and a very different thing privately, But then for Chuck Schumer to weigh in while they're in the middle of a war that they've got to win, a war against terrorists that slaughtered innocent people, to say it's time to have perhaps elections in Israel. No, it's time for Israel to stay united, win the war against terrorists that attacked and slaughtered innocent people. And what they did here is it was done for one reason and one reason only. They didn't like that the political pushback that the radical base of their party has engaged in regarding the issue of Israel's right to self-defense and self-determination. Israel, there wouldn't be any battle war with Hamas had it not been for their terrorist attack. They're responsible. They're the ones yesterday that were hiding underneath the hospital. Their command headquarters were buried deep in a tunnel underneath the hospital. This is the same group of people that regularly were firing their missiles into Israel from schools and hospitals and using the people in Gaza, the Palestinians, as human shields. You know, what is the what Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer basically here have decided when they saw the numbers out of Michigan and 18.9% of Democratic primary voters said no to Joe, and you have a pretty high Arab American population there. That was, we can't tolerate that. Now we're risking losing Michigan. And if that means we've got to throw Bibi down the stairs while he is a prime minister leading his country in a battle for their survival, we know where we stand on this. And it was Joe Lieberman who actually said about Chuck Schumer, that on this whole thing, I don't think it's anything brave about this. I think this is a case of a high elected official in the U.S. taking advantage of a friend, claiming Schumer would not have said something similar to other U.S. allies who may act in ways that he doesn't like or have opposing political views, citing another conservative leader of a top U.S. ally. Can you imagine if Schumer had made a similar appeal to the people of Britain to overthrow their prime minister for some reason, or the people of Ukraine to overthrow President Zelensky? You know, remember, Lieberman was the 2000 Democratic vice presidential nominee. Once the Democratic Party rejected him in Connecticut and he had to win as an independent, that was the canary in the coal mine. Any moderate Democrat that may have existed is long gone. And in case you're interested, more Israelis, 82%, support a military operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. A new poll showing, despite pressure from the Biden administration and Democrats from doing it, why would they be fighting against Israel's right to win their war against terror that they did not start? And of course, you've got the lapdogs and the mob, the media, liberal Joe out there. You lie. Hamas will never, ever regain power in Gaza. So skip Rafah. No, you can't skip Rafah. You've got to find Hamas wherever they are, win the war so they can no longer be an existential threat to the to Israel and their self-determination. And one U.S. Navy commander, by the way, saying relentless Iranian-backed attacks on American warships are as bad as World War II. Wow. Iran is now using Biden's billions to arm Russia in their fight against Ukraine. Great job, Joe. You know why Joe did this? He did it for economic reasons. He did it just like the reason he was selling off our strategic petroleum reserves in the lead up to the 2022 midterms. He was doing it because he wanted to get prices down so it wouldn't hurt the election chances of Democrats. It's really these are unbelievable times we have here. But I will tell you what they're doing in the name of trying to win this election is pretty repugnant. I can't see, would Israel ever do that? No, they stood strong with the U.S. after 9/11/01. On the economy, by the way, pay very close attention. Not only are they coming for your gas-powered vehicles, we know that has been a big part of it, then your gas stoves and your refrigerators and your air conditioning and your washers and dryers. Now the Biden administration now this week is trying to finalize highly anticipated regulations that are all targeted against gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions, considered the tip of the spear in their efforts to electrify transportation in the transportation sector. The EPA now will issue the final rulemaking, which officials have boasted will incentivize greater adoption of electric vehicles, which opponents have criticized as a de facto mandate. And that's what it's doing. Now, I'm not against electric vehicles. As a matter of fact, I'm actually pulling for a company like Tesla. I want them to do well. I have a friend that owns one and loves it. Loves it. I have a friend that has a Mercedes electric. Loves it. I believe in freedom and choice and the free market. And the free market will determine what people want to drive. And, for example, we can't have companies like Ford losing $4.5 billion a year and expect that they're going to make enough money in other parts of their business to make up for that kind of dramatic loss. And especially when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of career high-paying jobs available to auto workers. This is insane. By the way, GOP leaders have had to confront now Biden's new climate czar on key security risks that are lurking in the green agenda, John Podesta. I mean, if America continues its stupidity to rely on other countries, turns a blind eye to Iran, making $100 million and $1 billion, rather, in money since Joe Biden became president because he's not enforcing sanctions, on top of the billions he wanted to give the Iranian mullahs for hostages, on top of the billions that they have allowed to be handed over to Iranian coffers. What do you think is going to happen with that money? They're using it to foment more terror and help Vladimir Putin. By the way, Selena Zito, who's a great writer out of Pennsylvania, out of Pittsburgh, she points out in Pennsylvania, $193 million was paid to farmers and landowners due to liquefied natural gas exports. The amount paid in Ohio was $181 million. So the impact of this Biden pause on the production of the cleanest gas, on the cleanest burning fuel out there, is more wide-ranging than most people thought. In short, if it hurts a farmer, it hurts you. 100% correct. Here's what Joe Manchin said. He said, Biden ignored Iran's illicit oil trade because he needed lower gas prices. Exactly what I was just saying. When gas was going to $5 a gallon and they're heading into the 2022 election cycle, he said, I'm sorry, and if inflation was 9%, we had to do something. We came up with legislation and we wrote and, you know, we said, well, why'd you call it the Inflation Reduction Act? He said, well, the inflation should go down, not up. He said, to a certain extent, they started to accomplish that. But then he further went on to say, but when they were desperate and everyone wanted prices low, sure, he went over to Saudi Arabia, asked them to produce more oil. They went in the opposite direction. Well, that opened the door to Venezuela. And Manchin rightly points out Venezuelan crude is filthy. It needs a lot more processing at refineries. And, you know, and their crude produces 80% more pollution. Again, I'm not against electric vehicles, but don't force it down people's throat. Leave our stoves alone. Leave our refrigerators alone. Leave our washers and dryers alone, our air conditioners alone, and just let the American people be free to make up their own minds. I'll tell you one thing that, who was it? Elon Musk was warning. He just said America's doomed if Republicans don't win in November. He actually said this Friday night on X. He said there's either going to be a red wave this November or America's doomed. Imagine 4 more years of this getting worse. He did say he wouldn't vote for Biden. He didn't say if he'd vote for Trump. Anyway, Musk said he had no intention of making any financial contributions to either Trump or Biden. Let's see what happens. It is that bad, by the way. It really is. All right, 800-941-SEAN, 60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Now, if you happen to be one of those people and you own a home, if you're putting bare necessities on credit cards, you're in trouble. Well, talk to our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. It's a family-owned company. And if you own a home, interest rates now are at the lowest level they've been in a while, and much lower certainly than credit card interest rates. And American Financing, they're currently now saving their customers an average of $854 a month by using the cash in their home to pay off that high interest credit card debt or other debt that people have. That's like $10,000 a raise in a year. You get a free no obligation call. They never charge any fee up front. Anyway, get the process started today. Call 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. Check them out on the web, AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-906-2440 for details about credit costs and terms.